Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Welcome, I'm John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church on Go the Distance. Somewhere in your long Christmas to-do list, have you made room for Jesus? When Jesus arrived on earth as a baby, it was crowded in a busy, bustling city. So crowded that when Jesus was born, he was laid in the only place left, a feed trough. Yes, that's what a manger is, a feed trough. Tough way to come into this world. Jesus throughout his life knew pain and difficulty, and especially on the cross. Isaiah 53 foretells Jesus' difficulties. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows he weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. This is the reason Jesus made the journey. It was his love for you, so that you could be redeemed, saved, forgiven, and healed. Jesus made a way for you. Will you make room this Christmas for Jesus in your heart? Not just a small corner of your heart, but give him your whole heart and follow after him. This is Pastor John Church of Katy Park Baptist Church helping you today to go the distance in Christ.